الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين، لا شريك له، وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين. وقال تعالى: إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. وقال تعالى: فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. الحمد لله، we are blessed to have these great days of Dhul Hijjah, the season and the period of Hajj. Alhamdulillah has already started. Hajis they are ready when the Dhul Hijjah arrives. And on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, the Hujjaj, they leave for Mina. So basically the formal Hajj starts. So they will go to Mina, and then they will go to Arafat, and then they will stay in Muzdalifa, and again they will come back to Mina, and they will do the Tawaf of Ziyarat, and that's how the Hajj will be completed. This time of year, it reminds us about the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is one of the great Anbiya and Rusul of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. Allah Azza wa Jal gave all the Anbiya alayhi salam special qualities. Some of them, they are distinct in certain qualities. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the quality of devotion, that he totally devoted himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Another quality Allah Azza wa Jal gave to Ibrahim alayhi salam is to sacrifice anything and everything for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. That the most important thing is Allah Azza wa Jal and His pleasure. And if there is anything that comes in the way, then that can be easily sacrificed, that can be compromised. But Allah Azza wa Jal, His will and His pleasure always remains important. We see this clearly in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but we see this more obviously and more clearly in the story of sacrifice. Alhamdulillah, we all know Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to take his wife Hajar to Makkah. When there was no Kaaba, it was just desert, plain field. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Valley, plain valley. There is no plant. There is no life. There is no sign of life. But because Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded him, he took his wife and also his baby son, Ismail alayhi salam. This is total submission to the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Not only he took them there, Allah Azza wa Jal told him to leave them there. How they're going to survive? Who is going to look after them? Who is going to take care of them? Well, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded me to leave them there. Allah will take care of them. Allah must have a plan, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's plan is better than our plan. Allah Azza wa Jal's tadbir is better than our tadbir. Our tadbir will be deficient, will be incomplete. But Allah's tadbir
it will be perfect, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bishak.
So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left his wife and his son. When Ibrahim alayhi salam came back after a while, and the son started walking and running, yani growing up, not a child, not a baby anymore. That is the age when the parents have more attachment towards the children, because the children, they talk, they run around, and they bring lot of joy to the parents. They bring lot of happiness to the parents. That is the time to enjoy, because when they are too young, you are spending a lot of time taking care of them. But when they grow up a little bit, and they, when they become some sort of semi-independent, that is the time to enjoy the company of the children. But this is the time when Allah Azza wa Jal told Ibrahim alayhi salam in his dream to sacrifice him. The dream of Anbiya alayhi salam is haq, is true. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he understood that this is a command from Allah Azza wa Jal. No twist, no interpretation, misinterpretation. No, Allah is clearly telling me to sacrifice my son. So he shared that with his child Ismail alayhi salam. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. I see in my dream that I am slaughtering you. Straightforward, direct, clear words. إِنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. ذَبْح is the slaughter. Subhanallah. Sometimes people, they sugarcoat the language. So when the language is sugarcoated, then the meaning can be misunderstood, and the meaning can be misinterpreted. Sometimes you need to be very clear, very direct. Some people, they consider it to be offensive. Some people, they consider it to be ugly. You know, it's so direct. But say what you want. People want to know what you want. Sometimes people need help from somebody. They need help, but they don't say they need help. But they need help, but they go around. Actually, this is the case, this is the story, and this happened, that happened. So the person who is listening is lost. He doesn't know what you want. Well, say exactly what you want and how you want it to be done. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he clearly and directly said to his son, Inni azbahuka. Fanzur madha tara. Okay. What do you see? Obviously, that was son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, son of a Nabi, and a person who he was going to be Nabi in the future. Son of Nabi and to be Nabi alayhi salam. So he said, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'umar. Dad, do what you have been commanded. Do what you have been commanded. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Insha'Allah, you will find me among those who remain patient. It is not, I'm going to do it. I will be one of those people who are sincere to Allah Azza wa Jal and who remain patient. It's not only me. Okay, this sacrifice could be unique, but the sacrifice in general for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal is shared, a quality shared by so many people. So this is the humbleness and tawadu of Ismail alayhi salam. Although he is young, but Allah Azza wa Jal gives wisdom. So he said, Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. And then we have the rest of the story in the Quran and the details in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, Allah Azza wa Jal did not want to see or did not want to let that sacrifice happen. Allah Azza wa Jal, he just wanted to see whether Ibrahim alayhi salam would prefer his will or not. So just about the son to be sacrificed, Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes with a lamb from Jannah and says, well, this is supposed to be sacrificed. Allah Azza wa Jal has seen your sincerity. That's why in the Quran Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا.
It is not the meat which reaches Allah Azza wa Jal, neither the blood that reaches Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is not after meat, and Allah Azza wa Jal certainly is also not after the blood. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. However, what reaches Allah Azza wa Jal is the taqwa, is the sincerity of the heart, is the devotion and the total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made it the sunnah of Muslims, the tradition of Muslims. Udhiya or adahi, qurbani, is sunnah. Sunnah in the sense that it is our tradition. Sunnah is the sense that it is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also it is the practice of the Muslims. But in terms of obligation, it is wajib. In terms of qurbani, whether it is obligatory or not, anybody who has a value of nisab, which is, you know, if you take the calculation of silver, which is roughly about $450 something. So anybody who will have that amount of money saved, free of debts, qurbani will become wajib. The difference between the obligation of qurbani and obligation of zakat. For the obligation of zakat, we have to have 1 year passing on the amount of nisab. But for qurbani, we don't need to have that 1 year over the value of nisab. The same also applies for sadaqatul fitr. Sadaqatul fitr that we give after Ramadan, anybody who has a value of nisab, free of debts, sadaqatul fitr is wajib. Although zakat may not be wajib on him or on her, because for the obligation of zakat, we have the, you know, additional condition of 1 year passing on the value of nisab. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did the qurbani. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave it so importance that he did it himself. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did it himself, and he chose the best animals for qurbani. In the hadith, we read, "Dhaha bikabshayni amlahayni aqranayn." He sacrificed, you know, lambs which also had horns, yani really healthy, fit, and strong, and of good quality. That's why the ulama say that it is recommended that you choose the best of the animal for the qurbani, if you can afford to do so. Not to show off, like sometimes in some Muslim countries, people, they have a tour of the animal of the qurbani. They take it through the neighborhood, that we are sacrificing this animal. We are sacrificing for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and not to show it to anybody. And sometimes there is a competition. How much did you pay? Well, we have paid this much. How much did you buy it for? We have. The purpose of the qurbani is not to have a competition who has more money or who is able to spend more money. That's not the purpose. The purpose is that you are showing devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal. That although you love money, and if you have animals, you also love animals. Even if you don't have animal, once you have paid the money for the animal, you love that animal. Right? And that's why it is also recommended that you keep the animal for a few days at least. Buy the animal and look after the animal for a few days. Feed the animal, take care of the animal, so that you have some sort of attachment with the animal before you sacrifice it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Although the qurbani will be done even if you buy it on the same day, and you like nowadays, most of the people, they go to the farm, for example, and they buy the animal on the same day and sacrifice on the same day. That is also okay. Technically, the qurbani is valid. Qurbani is done. But the more we put into it, the more we get out of it. The more attention we pay to the qurbani,
the more Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward us. That's why in some hadith it is mentioned, سَمِّنُوا ضَحَيَاكُمْ فَإِنَّهَا مَطَايَاكُمْ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ. Make your animals for qurbani fat. Make the animals of qurbani fat. Yani, feed them, look after them well. If you already have animal, well, look after the animal. If you are going to buy the animal which is the best. Buy the animal. And that's why some people, they say, buy the animal which is most expensive. Because usually the animal which is going to be of good quality is going to be expensive. But it doesn't mean that, you know, just expensive for the sake of expensive. Expensive for the sake of good quality. فَإِنَّهَا مَطَايَاكُمْ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ. Because these animals of qurbani, they are going to be your ride on the bridge. The bridge which is over Jahannam and which everybody has to cross before going to Jannah. So people are going to cross that bridge riding that animal of qurbani. So choose the best ride. If you can choose the ride, well, choose the best ride. Qurbani is the sha'ira of Islam. Sha'ira yani, symbol of Islam. So there is a lot of importance for the sha'ir of Islam. What is a symbol of Islam, we must value it. And we must have a high regard for it. And we must respect the sha'ir of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Those who respect the symbols of Islam, this is a sign of the taqwa of their hearts. So sometimes people get busy and get confused with is obligatory, not obligatory, sunnah, not sunnah, well, do it, do not do it, and then they just dilute. This is a sha'ira. This is from the symbols of Islam. What makes a Muslim community different from other communities? What makes Muslim community different from other communities is that Muslims on the day of Qurbani and the following days do a lot of Qurbani. The more Qurbani you do, the better. There is nothing more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of Qurbani than the sacrifice. The best thing you can do on the day of Eid is sacrifice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The more you do, the better. The sunnah is also of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he did himself. So we should do ourselves. We should do ourselves. Yes, if you tell somebody else to do on your behalf, it is valid. There is no doubt about it. But if you can just do yourself, and especially your children who are grown up and who can afford to do it, well, let them do it. Teach the children how to do it. Teach the children that we are Muslims. Qurbani makes us Muslim. People who are not Muslim, they don't do Qurbani. We do Qurbani because we are Muslims. So don't be shy and don't be afraid. As long as you follow the rules and you follow the guidelines, and you know, if there are any laws, local laws, follow the local laws, follow the local rules. We don't have to bypass any rules. But do the sha'air of Islam. Sha'air of Islam are important. Sometimes it can be something simple, but because it is the sha'air of Islam, it is very important. May Allah give us tawfiq. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.